Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Moab, Utah, and today we got a really special podcast slash video podcast because we are out here with a whole bunch of Toyota trucks about to hit Hell's Revenge.
Yeah, so Tommy, we've been here now for the last, I think, 3 or 2 podcasts slash videos, but this time we're going in kind of steep and deep. We're going into a much tougher terrain with Hell's Revenge, and we're going to take you guys along with us. So you want to go over what we'll be driving?
Yeah, because if you look down that way, I mean, it's a tremendous amount of the latest generation of TNGAF vehicles. So we're talking Land Cruiser, Tacoma.
Let's walk down and show them.
And 4Runners today. So starting with this, this is a new Toyota Land Cruiser. Of course, the new downsized 250 series Land Cruiser. And what you're going to see is kind of an interesting mixture of trims. So we've got everything from kind of your standard off-road trims all the way up to the top dog. This right here is the new fourth generation Toyota Tacoma Trail Hunter. This is a really cool truck. It's got the raised air intake. It's got the bronze wheels. This is a really special truck. It's got the rock rail. So this is one of the vehicles that we may hop in at some point later today. Then we kind of come down a step or two. Here we've got a Toyota TRD Off-Road 4Runner, and this is kind of what I think is the sweet spot of the lineup because it gets you the rear locker and the multi-terrain select and all of that, but you don't have to pay for some of the gadgets that come associated with the higher-end vehicles. So it looks like we've got two of them. I think we're driving iForce Max and standard ones out here on the trail today, which will be kind of cool to compare them. And on the same side of the spectrum is this Tacoma TRD Off-Road, which is similar to the 4Runner, of course,
but Blueberry
truck. Yeah, it's an old truck.
It's Blueberry, yeah. Look at this guy.
Got a super cool TRD Pro and a really, really cool wrap.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So
if you guys are listening to this, you can head on over to YouTube and you can see these trucks. Is this the X Overland, maybe?
It could be.
Yeah, I think this is what they did. They did a really good job with it. And here is the first of two, Tommy, 4Runners, Trailhawks, Trackhawks, Trail, it's early.
Trail Hunter.
Trail Hunter.
Trackhawk.
Trailhawk. I am, it's way too early. Yeah, it says so right there.
Yeah, and this is what we're going to start off with today out on the trail. Uh-huh. This is a really cool trim. So this is kind of the off-roady, rock crawly, overlandy trim of the 4Runner, and it's got the roof rack. It's got old man Emu suspension, and we're going to really kind of see how it does out on the rocks.
Now, there's a big difference in price between this and the one that we have, which is a TRD Off-Road, and that is about $10,000, Tommy. This is a $68,000 truck.
Yeah, and I think these are closer to $69,000 as spec'd.
Yeah.
Ours was $58,000, which is out in the parking lot. Here's another Land Cruiser. And I don't think we'll have a chance to do this comparison on this trip because there's just a lot going on, but it's pretty cool to see them next to each other. Very similar proportions when you jump up to the Trail Hunter in terms of height and width.
I love this like light blue color. That would be the one I would choose if I were buying one. And this is our ride right here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the hybrid.
Yep, so all the Trail Hunters come standard with the iForce Max system. So you've got the 2.4 liter engine with the hybrid system. It's like 326 horsepower. And then we've got a TRD Pro Tacoma with, look at this, the isodynamic seats, which we might have a chance to test out on the trail today. Those are the seats you can actually add with air, and they support you laterally and vertically, kind of keep you nice and centered when you're out doing some high-speed running, although I think we're going to be doing a lot of low-speed running today.
Yeah, I mean, Hell's Revenge doesn't actually lend itself to a lot of high-speed running.
Yep.
And this, this is, by the way, a program put on by Toyota.
It so, sure is.
There'll be a lot of other journalists, YouTubers here, right there, as you can see.
Everybody wave!
Hey, everybody.
And this is a TRD Pro 4Runner. This is the, kind of the last kind of top dog 4Runner that we're missing in our lineup. This is more of like the high-speed running version.
Does this have the isodynamic, or is it just a Tacoma?
No, it's just the normal.
Yeah.
So if you look in the back seat of this 4Runner, you actually have rear seat room.
So. You remember the hero colors on these over the years? Remember one year there was this, like, I think it was like Sonic Orange. You remember that year?
Yeah, that was really, really cool. Yeah, you had the Voodoo Blue, you had the Army Greens.
Yeah, there were some really cool ones.
Some really awesome TRD colors, and I'm excited to see what Toyota does beyond just the standard colors for
the Pro. We can kind of do a comparison between ours and the TRD Pro. So this is basically ours with the hybrid system, which we don't have.
Yeah, this is the iForce Max version. So this is a 2.4-liter hybrid four-cylinder turbo. Yeah, it's cool stuff. So we're about to cut now.
No, I want to do a comparison. Just show them the difference. Because look at the tires are different. The wheels are different. The suspension's different. So what do you get for another $10,000, I guess, is the question I'd be asking.
Well, you get, obviously, you mentioned wheel and tire package, but you also get a lot of suspension changes. So you go to Fox suspension, the 2.5-inch internal bypass Fox suspension.
You're looking at Toyo Open Countries, too, which are different.
The piggyback rears.
Yeah, right there you get your TRD suspension.
Yep, that's right. You also get some kind of, you know, I'll show you the skid plate differencing, right? So you get the aluminum TRD skid plate versus the steel kind of bash plate on that one.
And don't forget
your little LED light bar there, right?
Don't forget the hood scoop.
Yeah.
Which is real.
All important hood scoop.
Hood scoop. Want to show the underneath of this?
Exactly right. Yeah, so if you look like underneath here, we've got the steel skid plating, which is pretty different. But same powertrain, right? You get the same 2.5. You also get very different fender flare treatment, right? So you get these wider gloss black arches versus the matte black arches. So very visually different.
How about the interior? Let's look on the inside. I think inside they're pretty much similar.
Yeah, and these are both, I think that's an off-road premium, so you have the same 14-inch screen, right?
Right.
Some of like the little details, like shift knobs and steering wheels, and then like the trim here on the door, that says TRD Pro.
You get that. You also show them the button you get that we don't have, the disconnectable sway bar.
Yep, that's exactly right. So you get your rear locker, just like the off-road, but you get the stabilizer bar disconnect, which I think you can also get on the TRD off-road.
Can you?
All right. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
You're eager to get out of here.
Because we're about to do our driver's meeting. So here's what I'm going to do.
All right.
I'm going to cut. Okay. And then next time you see us, we'll be on the trail.
All right, we're not on the trail yet, but we are in the Trail Hunter. And I went and drove this in California when it first came out, and I wanted to buy this vehicle so badly. But the reason I didn't buy it, Tommy, was because the Trail Hunter didn't come out first. And so that means that we wanted to be first, so that's why we bought the TRD off-road. And this has a lot of stuff we don't have. I don't think we have this button.
No, so we don't have the hitch on ours, right? So we don't have that little backup assist button. We do have the rear locker, but we don't have the stability bar disconnect. So I'll be curious to see how that feels out on the trail.
Yeah, and then there's a whole bunch of buttons over here that we don't have, like these auxiliary lights as well. And then I can't even see what's down there, but there's a bunch of, maybe we'll show it to you later. There's a bunch of buttons down there. We're actually getting going. The other thing that we don't have is that snorkel.
Yeah, so this has the raised air intake, which is pretty bold, actually. You can't really see it from the inside here. Let me put down the window and now you'll really be able to see it. So there it is, kind of climbing its way up the A-pillar. But what you're going to find out on the trail is it gives it a very distinct sound. So you get a huge amount of intake kind of swoosh as you get into that turbo. It's some people really like it, but interestingly online, some people find it really annoying. So I'll be curious to see what all our viewers think out there.
The other thing we don't have is this, Tommy. It's a camera for the rearview mirror.
Here, we're about to pass ours.
Want to show them ours?
I got it right there.
There's our beast.
Yep.
In bold refrigerator white. That's also another color. It's funny.
Straight.
We didn't have a lot of choices for color. I think we had like black, gray, or white. And the one that popped the most on video is this us?
This is us.
Oh yeah, look at them. Look at all of them lined up here. Look at all of them. I love that blue color, like I said.
It's pretty cool. So throughout the day, we're going to have an opportunity to kind of swap into a bunch of different 4Runners. And the kind of the ones we see here, these are going to be the volume sellers. So the TRD Off-Road, and the reason I said it's kind of the sweet spot at the beginning, is because it gives you pretty much all the tech you need for a fun day out on the trail. It gives you off-road tires, it gives you some skid plates, it gives you the rear locker, it gives you crawl control, but you don't pay for things that maybe are more design-oriented, like the snorkel, right, like the bronze wheels, so like the roof rack. So there are some more functional additions to this Trail Hunter, like the suspension changes, right, this Old Man Emu setup, but they're not necessarily going to get you farther down the trail.
Yeah, and the thing that we do have that this one doesn't have, look, no sunroof.
Yeah, you can't get the Trail Hunter at all with the sunroof. So if you want a sunroof, you got to get a TRD Pro or a TRD Off-Road or one of the other trims.
Notice that we're already air down, which is good.
Sweet!
And then this is different, too. The trim is different than ours. And, of course, ours is just... Here's kind of the thing that really bugs me about ours. Why don't you show them this? Because this is soft, and ours is completely plastic.
Yeah, so we've got kind of this really hard material up here, which is kind of uncomfortable when you put your arm, but this has got this nice squish factor, as Jen would say, which feels great.
And then dual zone climate, which we don't have either.
Yeah, it's got dual zone climate. So it is a nicely equipped, this thing. But you do pay for it. I mean, we're talking nearly 70 Gs. It's really, really big money for any off-road vehicle, especially, I think a lot of people have a hard time getting around the fact that this is a four-cylinder now, right? That you're paying 70 grand, and the old one was a six-cylinder, but this engine is pretty darn powerful. So I think, if I remember off the top of my head, quick math,
okay,
326 horsepower, I think it's 465 pound-feet of torque.
In the Trail Hunter.
In the all the hybrids.
All the hybrids, yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing I'm feeling immediately, Tommy, is it's got a much softer ride. Ours, the one thing I would criticize ours for is the ride is a little bouncy. Not even bouncy, just you can feel some of the bumps come through the suspension. And that, of course, maybe because we're air down, so it's not fair to compare apples to oranges. We also have bigger wheel and tire package on this, or at least a bigger tire.
For sure. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's a little bit more beefy. We also, this is I think, a miss at Toyota. Hasn't implemented in enough vehicles. We have two high, four high, and four low, right?
Yeah.
But this still is a part-time system where you have to switch between two high and four high, which is not a big deal when you're out on the trail like we're going to be today.
Yeah, I mean, you switch into four low and then you just leave it there.
But like in the winter in Colorado, when you're going through wet, dry, slush all in one day, kind of going between them, especially if you're not a car person, gets kind of old. And like the Bronco, the Wrangler, all have the option for full-time systems.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that Toyota did that to separate the 4Runner from the Land Cruiser, because that, to me, is one of the biggest differences between the two, right? Land Cruisers are all-wheel drive all the time, whereas these are four-wheel drive, and you have to swap in and out of two- and four-wheel.
Unless you get the Limited or, like, the Platinum.
Yeah, and we just had that. We just did a video. If you want to see that, Tommy, you did a slip test on it. We just published that. How did it do?
Well, it was an interesting thing, and a lot of people pointed this out in the comments, in that So that vehicle has a center differential. It's a limited slip Torsen center differential. But on the rollers, it didn't perform very well. The full-time four-wheel drive system acted very much almost like a part-time system where it wasn't distributing torque well enough to the front end. Now, people in the comments were saying it works better in the real world than it does on the rollers, but I was pretty underwhelmed. I kind of felt like, based on the performance, definitely get the part-time system.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the idea behind that one is it's more of the city slicker of the 4Runner. And so the people who are buying that are probably not going to go and use it like we're about to go use it. So I kind of get it, but still, you wish it would do better on that slip test. Anyway, head over to alltfl.com if you want to see that. Now, speaking of Moab time, you look at all the traffic. It's 8:30 in the morning here, and we can't even get onto the main drag because there's so much traffic.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
I started coming here maybe 25 years ago, like in the late 90s, and it was this kind of down home place where you would go and you could get a Motel 6 for $69. You could dirt bike all day and then, you know, go and get yourself a cheap hamburger. Now it's gotten, I don't know, I mean, the world has found this place, and so it's not just American folk, but there's people from around the world here, which have, I think, added to the cost of the hotel rooms and the congestion. I mean, like I said, this is a Thursday morning, and you could be in like on the 405 in LA right now, and it would look like this. Okay, maybe not quite like this, but still, a lot of people here.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of folks have figured out how special this place is, right?
I mean, look at that. Look at that. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I mean, look at that.
Incredible.
Jeez. Yeah.
But the thing is it's not like it's the go-to place for four-wheel drives only. It's also the best place in the world to mountain bike, and one of the best places in the world to free solo climb.
Or hike.
Or base jump, or paraglide. I mean, everything is here. Everything is here. And I know we do a lot of testing here, but that's because it is just simply so beautiful, and there is such kind of an interesting different types of terrain here for everybody, and it's also just a great place to come. So if you've never been here, put Moab like near the top of your list. There's an airport
and
here
then forget about it.
No, I don't want to be that person. No,
I'm gonna be that person.
Recreate responsibly, but you have to make it out here because it's just incredible.
Yeah, I completely agree. So there's another Trail Hunter behind us. You want to show him? It looks really good. I mean, I'm looking at it in my rearview mirror, it's got a wider stance, right? It's got bigger, meatier tires. It looks more aggressive. I really like it. I don't know if I like a 10K more than ours or more, but it is a good looking rig. And then let's talk about the competition. So obviously, the 4Runner competes directly with the Wrangler and the Bronco, and you'll see a ton of those here.
Yep, for sure. And look, Wrangler, Bronco, kind of a different vibe. They are very off-road focused, and they're also very, I'd call it, fun focused, in that you can pull the tops off, pull the doors off, right? Yeah.
We can open the rear glass, yeah.
This is more kind of buttoned down and serious, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's also, in my opinion, much better on the road. But the thing is, for this price point, you're looking at a hell of a Wrangler or Bronco that, I hate to say it, can do more off-road. For $70,000, you're looking at a front locker in both the Ford and the Jeep, along with sway bar disconnects and 35s.
You know, the question I'm asking myself, and maybe we'll answer this before this video / podcast is over, I definitely would rather drive a 4Runner from Denver coming to Moab, but then would I rather be in a Wrangler or a Bronco in Hell's Revenge, right? That's the question. So on the highway, this is a much better car, partially because you can take the top off, right? It's more quiet, less noise, less vibration. The steering is so much better than the Wrangler, and I love Wranglers, don't get me wrong.
Well, you don't have a circulating ball, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good first start.
Yeah.
Plus, you have an independent front suspension, which means that, I mean, the biggest difference I find on-road from a solid axle to independent front suspension is, you know those expansion joints on Interstate 70?
Yes.
When you're making these,
yes,
like, sweeping turns at, yes, 70 miles an hour, and then you hit an expansion point, the whole car doesn't jump 3 feet. That's kind of the advantage of an independent versus solid axle. But you're right, yeah, it's a much better on-road machine.
Yeah, and so, you know, the question is this the top dog 4Runner, because this is a Trail Hunter, now as off-road focused as it is on-road focused? I think we have yet to answer that.
Well, I did. This is interesting.
Okay.
So,
tell me.
The big question here is, do you get the Trail Hunter or do you get the TRD Pro? Because we're looking at kind of the same money for both of them. Here, I got it, Dan.
Got it? Yeah,
so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to got my comparison list here.
All right.
So TRD Pro is 2.5-inch yep. Fox internal bypass.
Yeah.
The Trail Hunter is 2.5-inch Old Man Emu with rear piggybacks, just like the Fox Shocks.
Okay.
The Trail Hunter has yellow in the soft hex. The TRD Pro has red. The TRD Pro has a sunroof.
Oh, there you go. So that's a distinguishing feature.
But the Trail Hunter has an onboard air compressor.
Yes, which is also nice for airing down or up.
The TRD Pro has an aluminum front skid plate, right? This has a steel skid plate, but we also have the high mount intake as well as the ARB roof rack. We also have rock rails on this vehicle, and we have rear diff protection. And
Toyota would say that the difference is this is more of the overlanding rig, whereas the TRD Pro is more of the rock crawling rig, except...
No, I don't think so.
They wouldn't say that?
No, this is the rock crawling overland one.
That's what I said, overland.
Yeah, but TRD Pro is a high-speed runner.
The problem with this is, if we look at the payload, we'll look at the payload when we stop. We're almost to Hell's Revenge, the entrance there. It doesn't have a boat ton of payload, Tommy.
So, do you get the rock crawler overland version, this one?
Yeah.
Or do you get the high-speed running Pro one?
I've never actually done a lot of high-speed desert running because there aren't a lot of deserts to run in Colorado. So for me, the choice is pretty obvious.
All right, I want to show this feature here.
Snorkel, yeah.
So this is the sound I was talking about here. So when
I'll accelerate in a second.
Yeah, I'll put my mic by the snorkel.
All right, hold on here. Let me accelerate. I'll let these guys get ahead of us. Here we go.
So that's the sound, and you really hear that sound from the passenger seat. Definitely more so when the window is open than closed.
It does sound like a wallower snoring, doesn't it?
I mean, I think it's really cool. It's really, really cool for like the first 15 minutes. But beyond that...
Why don't you show with the camera? There you go.
There you go, you can see it. Yeah. Beyond that, it does get a little annoying.
Look at the scenery, how beautiful that is, Tommy. This is why people come here. I mean, oh my God. Yeah, I'm already annoyed.
Yeah, I'm putting the window up. It's a lot.
I think that's the turbo, right? That's basically the turbo and the
blow-off valve. It's the turbo, and then you get that turbo flutter, which is cool, right? Like, it definitely, it sounds different than...
That is a word.
Yeah, sounds different than any of its competition. Because you got that sound right by your head. I mean, one of my biggest issues with this car in general is the sound is, I would describe it as rocks in a blender. This 2.4 liter develops all of its peak torque at like 1700 RPM,
yep.
Which is amazing.
Yep.
This hybrid one is even better because you got that electric fill. It is pretty linear in acceleration, I would say. It feels a lot better than the old one, but that coarseness really makes its way into the cabin.
Yeah, the other thing we were talking about is, you know, we didn't get the hybrid, which we could have gotten. And I don't think that there's, in my mind at least, a persuasive argument for the hybrid. And here's the kicker. For the most part, Toyota builds hybrids that give you better fuel economy. Think of the Prius, think of the Camry, think of the RAV4. But in their trucks, the hybrids are more designed for towing torque as opposed to fuel economy. So I don't know what the fuel economy on this is exactly, but it's only like 2 mpg more than the non-hybrid. So you kind of wonder, why are you paying all this money for, you know, extra torque that unless you're towing, you're really not getting a lot of benefit from. I don't think you could ever actually, you know, I think it's like 2,500-3,000 more for the hybrid. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I mean,
correct me if I'm wrong.
It's over 100 pound-feet more torque, though.
It is a lot more.
So it's a lot more torque, and I think the power, I got it down here. So the standard one is, I think, 278 horsepower. Does that sound right? Or maybe it's 317. I got to look it up.
Okay.
This is 326, 465. So pretty big...
difference.
Big power bump, yeah.
But then off-roading, it doesn't really matter. You're not using any of that. I guess there is a torque fill feature, which is nice. So when it shifts and drives smoother. By the way, over here, if you look over here, Tommy, this is where Moab is becoming. I used to say when I first started coming here, if this were in Europe, this would be one of the most exclusive resorts towns in the world, and now it's turning into that because they've got these little casitas, I think they're calling them.
Yeah, it says, I think, Lion's Back Resort, that they're calling it. Yeah. These are, what, 1.2,
I think, 1.2 million? Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty crazy. 278 horsepower.
Or more, Tommy. Two- and three-bedroom casitas, yeah. So this is obviously what this would be in Europe. And I always loved the fact that it wasn't just for the hoity-toity, that this was always kind of for the dirtbag crowd. And it's changing, unfortunately.
All right, so this is an interesting story.
Yeah.
That right there is a rock called the Lion's Back.
Yep,
and
that one.
Back in the day, you used to be able to drive up the Lion's Back, because it looks like a lion, right? And then turn around and drive back down. It was kind of like a thrill ride for off-roaders. And then the story goes, and this video is online. This was probably like late 90s, early 2000s. There is this video of this, I think it's a full-size Blazer.
Hey, can you make sure my mic is working? Just look at the, you can see it on the.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're good.
Oh, good, I was worried. All right, yep.
There's this video, this full-size Blazer that loses their brakes on the way down, and they end up careening down this essentially cliff and nose plant into the ground. And I think the driver broke both legs, and I don't think anyone died. But the story goes that ever since that, this is what I've heard, it's been closed, right? It's on private property, too. But definitely a crazy, terrifying video. And then people were doing dumb stuff, which also led to the closing. Like, they were trying to pass each other on these really thin ledges. But, yeah, that video is wild. If you have a sec, look up Lion's Back Moab Crash. It's pretty crazy.
So now we're going into the Sand Flats Recreational Area, better known as Hell's Revenge. And you do have to pay to come here. It's usually $10 for, I think, a week. They give you a week for $10. But the play here is, if you're going to be here more than once, get the annual pass, which I think is $20 or $25, and then you can just come and go at will for an entire year, which is a hell of a bargain for something that, you know, most people never come and visit. Everybody comes to Arches here, which is much more expensive, and yet, in a way, this is much prettier and much more enjoyable because you can actually go off-road here, whereas on Arches, you better stay on-road and stay off the, what is it, cryptobiotic soil, Tommy?
That's right. Well, you should do that always.
Yeah?
You should always stay off the cryptobiotic
there
soil.
There it is, right? Well, it's the black stuff. You can't see it.
Yeah, there's this, I think it's a fungus that grows on top. It's a crust that preserves the landscape here. It's this little black, little, like, dots that hold all the soil and dirt in. And that's what keeps things alive here in Moab. And it's very important you don't step on it because it takes many, 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 many years for it to regenerate.
Generations, dare I say.
Generations, yeah. Cryptobiotic soil. That's exactly right. Yeah, this is a... And so within the Sand Flats Park, we've got trails like Hell's Revenge, the most famous trail in Moab where we're running today. We got Fins and Things,
yep,
which we do a ton. Porcupine Rim is also a little further down.
So yeah, so it's $10 per vehicle for 7 days, or $25 for the annual pass.
They also have great camping here.
They do. You can come and camp
here. This guy's going to give you a little thingy.
How are you?
Here's a 7 day pass for you.
Oh, sorry, got the wrong one. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you.
Thanks. Oh, we got a 7 day pass, Tommy. Too bad we're not here 7 days.
Yeah, you really want a few days here if you're planning on off roading because you got all the stuff in the park, and then you have hundreds of trails not in the park. So the park gets really busy, and we are certainly not helping with that situation today with our 27 Toyotas. But if you head outside the park, you've got some just as iconic trails that are a little bit more chill. All right.
All right. And then the other thing you have here are bathrooms. So if you do come here and you need to use the facilities, now I'm like a tour guide, Tommy. This is your chance to do it. So we're about to finally get on the trail, and the plan here is that what you're going to we're going to run ahead, I think, and
yes. You're
going to jump out and kind of film how the truck is doing.
That's exactly right. So yeah. I'm going to go run up that big cliff once we start moving here, and then I'm going to film us all coming up, and I'll do some commentary.
So I'll turn my mic off.
That sounds great.
All right, how far are we into our podcast/video?
About 30 minutes in.
Okay, all right.
So we're doing good.
We're doing good. Okay. Guys, we really appreciate you joining us for this. I think this is going to be really fun. Let's hit the trail for real this time.
All right, here we go. We are out on the trail, and look at the sight I'm about to show you. A line of the latest and the greatest Toyotas cruising down the Hell's Revenge Trail. What a cool sight with those beautiful, I believe the LaSalle Mountains pointing in the background there. That is so awesome. And we'll get our first taste at some of the capability of these rigs here in just a second. So I'm going to go ahead and run up here. Now, this is a really cool rig too. This is our lead vehicle. It's an 80 series Land Cruiser owned by my buddy Jackson. Check this out. Jackson, I like your Land Cruiser. That thing is rad. It's a 95, you said, right? 95. Jackson says it's got a rear locker. Solid axle goodness, driven by the legendary Sean. Wow, that's very cool. What a simple design in contrast to some of the new stuff. So this Trail Hunter, driven by my dad there, cruising over the rocks here at the entrance of Hell's Revenge. Now this trail is very cool. It starts with these big fins and then you kind of drop down into these little rocky ledges. And so far that Trail Hunter is eating it up. Now one of the things I think is really interesting is we've got several different types of tires that Toyota includes from the factory. And we said earlier they're bigger, but I believe if you look at the actual size printed on the side of the tire, they're the same. So the 265 70 R18, but the different brands of tires are a little bigger or smaller depending on the brand and type of tire, which I think is really interesting. So the Toyos on this Trail Hunter, these Open Country ATs, run a little bigger, and of course they're spaced a little wider than the standard TRD offered, and I think that's part of the reason that they look pretty big and beefy. So far, doing well. Clearance is kind of interesting. Not a ton of printed ground clearance on these guys. Now my dad's gonna drop on down into this little dip. We're gonna see some of that rear end articulation with that solid axle. And of course get a chance to peek at that full size spare there underneath. This is a fantastic color on this Trail Hunter. It's really nice that the Toyota folks aired us down a little. So there we go. There we go, start lifting a tire. You can kind of see also that rear diff protection. You see that little plate there over that rear diff? Beautiful, great driving there, Dad. Now next up, we have the Land Cruiser. And as we talked about, the Land Cruiser is a little different in its four-wheel drive philosophy. So this Land Cruiser has a full-time four-wheel drive setup with a center differential that is currently locked up in low range. And this one is interesting. I think this is a 24, if I remember correctly. This is running on a Dunlop Grand Trek, essentially an all-season tire, which is not really the kind of thing that you want out on this trail, but we're gonna see that articulation and some of the difference in how the suspension reacts with that. Looks like quite a bit of a longer overhang on that Land Cruiser. A little bit of skid plate action there. All right, and here comes the legendary Dan Edmonds. The man, the myth, the legend. Dude, we're about to find out. Yeah, so these are Michelin tires, 265-70 R18 LTX Trails. Oh, looking good, Dan. Very similar to what you're going to find in the Trail Hunter articulation. But there you can kind of see some of the differences, right? No little protection over the diff. And then Bilsteins versus the old man Emus. Yep, and then here comes the Pro. Now the Pro is kind of an interesting choice, right? Very visually different. We talked about it's got the hood scoop. It's got the black painted flares. It's got the sunroof, which is cool. But it doesn't have rock rails, which at this price point, I would expect to see on a vehicle, you know, when we're talking $70,000. So that's, I think, an area that Toyota's missed out on a little bit. I really like the TRD Pro wheels, though. And it's got the TRD exhaust. And there's Toyota Jeff. Looking good, Jeff! You know how cool you look right now, man? It's like you're driving through the scene of Top Gun. This is the closest Toyota Jeff has ever looked like Tom Cruise. So,
do you think that might be a pre-production is supposed to have?
Is it? Okay, so. Interesting. Oh yeah, I'll have to check that out. So this Pro has the TRD exhaust on it as well. That gentleman was saying that this is a pre-production and it should have rock rails, but I don't think I saw them in the spec sheet. There you can see that same articulation, this time with the Fox suspension. And this also has the plastic, the piano black on the rear fascia, which is kind of problematic when you're out here just testing out departure angles, because that's going to get pretty scratched up. Sorry, man, I'm ruining all of your shots. Okay. All right, I'm going to run up ahead, and we're going to get some more of the drama out here. So we've got this kind of off-camber ledge coming up here. We can get to see these Forerunners flexing out a little bit as they cruise down the trail. What a cool sight, though. I mean, whenever you get 10, 15 of the same rigs out on the trail on the same day, it's always a cool sight. So this is the only color to get, in my opinion, in the TRD Off-Road. And you can always tell a hybrid because it will say iForce Max on the back. But as we're proven, even on these fairly gnarly little rocks, we're not seeing that much of a capability difference between the off-roads and the pros and the trail hunters. And maybe as the trail gets a little harder, we are going to start to see a difference. But so far, all three of them are killing it. These off-roads do have the side steps, which is kind of a bold choice for some of the obstacles today. If you're ever wondering what it's like shooting a TFL video, it's just a lot of walking. Usually out of breath always, because I'm a 98-year-old man. Shouldn't be this winded. Maybe I should start eating stuff that's other than Cheerios. So I do want to film this upcoming ledge, because this is a really cool obstacle. And maybe we're going to start to see a difference in some of the approach and departure angles, and some of the tire grip differences too, between all three vehicles. Yeah, I just think it's really interesting that Toyota's going with three different types of tire manufacturers, depending on the trim. More than that, if you consider like the SR5. But here I'm going to try to get out ahead of everybody. This is the thing about big groups. Yeah, you want to give your perspective?
You're on. You got me? So a couple things. You know, we've been into Hell's Revenge a number of times. And I like how smooth this is. The throttle response is almost perfect. But I hate to say this, but it needs bigger rubber.
Yeah?
Yeah, it just needs a little bit more rubber. I think, I'm not sure what the ground clearance on this is, but I'm betting it's around 10 inches, Tommy.
I think it's less. I think it's quoted as like 8.69, something like that.
Yeah, and it feels like it. I mean, I'd like to see a little bit more lift. I'd like to see just a little bit more rubber to feel more comfortable. Because look, I know it's got good plates underneath. It's completely protected. But whenever you drag the bottom over a rock, you just feel terrible about it. So we're getting to this point now where it's a little tricky. There's a little bit of a tricky bit. That's got a lot more rubber.
Yeah. Dan first, makes TJ.
The first time I did Wipeout Hill, I did it with him. He's an old and infamous Utah Moab tour guide. So this part coming up is a little tricky if you don't hit it right. I think if you're on like whatever he's on, 37s, it's easy. But on this one, it should be a little interesting. So I think I'm going to lock the rear diff. Because I think we're going to need it.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. I'll go walk up there.
All right, yeah.
Here I go. There.
Don't go too far, because I'll turn my mic off again.
Yeah, you want to turn it off?
Yeah, I'm going to turn it off.
I thought you were going to drive the trail.
I know, Sean. Today, This is all I do. This is Sean. He's our trail extraordinaire.
Hello and welcome. It's great to be here.
It's nice to see you again.
Thanks, Sean. Yeah. It's good to see you. And Sean is driving the vehicle that I think 90% of our viewers are most interested in.
This is a 95 80 series, FZJ 80. And although I'm a 60 series fan, I kind of fell in love with this thing today. I really did.
Sean's working his way up. He's got a 60 series, a 70 series.
And
what's next?
Series.
And a 100. You're just missing a couple.
I know. Well, hopefully I'll be getting my 40 back. Yeah, you got to have one of each.
All right, Sean, I'm going to go run up ahead and get you coming over this little hill. Sean is right. It's too much walking. Actually, on these shoots, my dad usually lasts about an hour and a half, and then he's walking because it's faster and more comfortable in a lot of cases. I love my dad, though, because then that means I get to drive when he's walking. It's what we call a win-win-win. Here, I'll get this shot of all the trucks lined up. I can't get over how good that 80 series looks. Even without paint on the hood, it's just such a good looking little rig. And this is a problem with Moab. We're here in May 7th, I think, May 8th, early May. It's just chock filled with people. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people out here. Everything from side-by-sides to standard Jeeps to built-out Jeeps to rental Jeeps. We got it all. Howdy. Here. We'll get some more of the shots here.
I'm gonna let these guys sync up and yeah. Be back on the road.
No worries. I'm saying here, Dad, that we got hundreds of people out here in the trails.
Yeah, like I said, Moab has become quite the side-by-side mecca too, right? It used to be when I first came here, it was all Jeeps and dirt bikes, and now the majority of people here are side-by-sides because you can show it over there. As you can see, that's just so easy for them to go up that. And there's no approach angle, there's no departure angle, there's no weight. It just makes you invincible, Tommy.
That's true.
You want to a little bit until we get going again?
No, I'm going to keep rolling. This is live action out here today. Howdy. Yeah, it's cool to see all the different faces that you meet on the trail. A lot of cool people. Howdy.
It's a Razor world, or it's a Can-Am world now. There's one lone motorcyclist coming down, finally. Look at that.
The last of the breed there, Dad. All right, I think we're almost back together. This is the challenge with the big groups is you have to end up stopping a lot.
Yeah, you know, I was here last week and we ran chicken corners and it took us 6.5 hours to get out there. How long does it take us when we did it?
Well, it's usually like two and a half hours maybe.
I came back in an hour and a half by myself. And this is also the issue when you're doing trailer runs with like 20 different trucks. You got to kind of wait for the last person to come through. But I'm really curious, Tommy, as to how it'll do going up that step right there, because that's where it gets a little tricky.
Yeah, and I do want to show just a couple other things here on this Trail Hunter. I'm going to scoot around to the back here. So we have the ARB roof rack up here. So if you do want to put a tent on right out of the factory, you are good to go. Oh, I did want to check out the payload. Can I open your door here? Let's see, 895 pounds.
Yeah. That ain't enough payload to go overlanding.
Not with that attitude.
Yeah, that's like me, Andre, and Blaze, and you, and we're over payload. Literally, I'm serious.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, we need another car, probably. All right, I'm going to walk up ahead here, Dad. Good luck with the Trail Hunter. You should have enough torque because you got the I-Force Max.
I am all I-Forced out.
All right, here we go. It'll be really interesting to see. How does the new Forerunner compare to a lightly modified 80 series on the mini wall? This is such a cool rig. Oh, look at that body just kind of move on that suspension. The most capable vehicle out on the trail is an 80 series with no paint. If you ever come across an 80 series with very little paint on the trail, that person is guaranteed 40 years of off-road experience. Jax and I only listen to spotters that drive 80 series with bad paint, because that is someone that spends more time off-road than on-road.
Well, my 80s have bad paint. I don't know what that means.
Because Jackson is the pro off-roader. I have a theory about this, genuinely. Check this out. It's such an interesting sound difference between that inline six and the new four-cylinder turbo. These are so quiet. All right, here comes my dad in the Trail Hunter. So we're going to take kind of a vertical line and then crank it hard right. This is why it's cool coming out here with people that are pros, because I always end up just jamming them while I wave that little rock face. Okay, pretty good. You can see that clearance is fine, and then he's going to start cutting right once he gets that rear tire up. There he goes. Beautiful. And then here he goes. He's going to start making his way to the right up on its little flat spot. I'm going to hopefully clear that front bumper by that little rock ledge. You can see that independent front suspension flex.
Nice work. Beautiful job.
Very different. Very different than what we saw in the 80 series, right? Great work, Dad. Solid effort. Yeah, honestly, what I'm learning here is a trail hunter, if you do want the top dog, is the way to go. Because of that additional off-road protection, the rear diff protection, and the rock rails, it's just kind of a better value. Plus, you get the ARB rack. I think the Pro is a cool-looking rig, but I'm not sure I see the benefit in the capability. Oh, here we go. Got some action. These are the street tires on the Land Cruiser. So now we're starting to see the challenge with just standard all seasons. And of course, Land Cruisers do come standard with the rear locker, which is pretty cool. Oh, there we go on that front end. That's why you got the bash plates on them. So he's going to engage multi-terrain select now. And let's see if that lets him crawl up this. Slick rock is pretty slippery, or slick, or grippy, but when it's covered in sand, it's not so much. All right. Now let's see if we can get up this hill. There he goes. Oh, beautiful. Slightly different line, and that Land Cruiser got on through. Beautiful. All right, I think that was a lot of... it was a lot of impact of street tires through there. Here comes the Tierney Off-Road Hybrid. Let's see how this bad boy does. Front end's lifting up there. Beautiful. This is on those Michelin tires. This is what we have on ours, which are kind of like a mild terrain. There comes that torque. Beautiful. All right, nice work from Dan Edmonds there. Got a little bit of slide there. It's probably rear locker on, and it just walked right on up. So Toyota got rid of the A-track button in these new 4Runners, which I think was a good idea as a whole, because A-track still is very much present. It just exists now as part of a multi-terrain select. The problem with A-track is nobody knew how it worked. Nice work, Dan! A-track was kind of a confusing thing for a lot of people. Multi-terrain select with the rock mode just makes more sense to most folks. Ooh, a little bit of... Oh, there you go. So you can see that we actually did run out of departure angle there on the back of that 4Runner. And here goes the TRD Pro. That's Toyota Jeff behind the wheel there, getting his cameras going. There he goes. Let's see if we see any difference between the... Okay, so Toyota Jeff using crawl control here now. See if we see a difference in... the performance of these vehicles with crawl control active.
Hey, Tommy, I got my mic on. You hear me?
I got you, Dad.
All right. Yeah, so that made it look pretty easy.
Yeah. We had some challenges with the Land Cruiser.
Did we?
Yeah, because it was on street tires.
Yeah. But this is not easy.
We got it up.
I think I was smart to lock the rear diff. I think you almost need it here. He's using crawl control, this guy?
That's right.
So usually we come up this line right here. This is a different line I've never done before.
It's kind of a better line.
I think it is a better line.
It's an easier one.
Yeah, because the approach and departure there is really harsh. And you can see people have stacked up rocks.
Yep. There goes the pro. Did you scrape it all?
Nope.
Going up?
No, didn't scrape it all.
It does look good with the Stormtrooper kind of white and black.
It does look good, yeah.
And you've got those TRD upper control arms, those anodized red, which are cool. And you've got the bright red springs.
He almost hit. He came so close to hitting there.
Cool looking ride.
This is a nice bumpy turn. Just go nice and slow through this turn.
Are those bigger wheels?
I think they're all 265/70s.
I can't tell he's rolling.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are. But they do look bigger.
They look bigger for some reason.
Yeah, these Toyos, like I said, they just run bigger, I think. But yeah, they're 265/70s.
Yeah.
They're the same.
All right, I got to ask you, Tommy. So, if you were in the market for an off-road Toyota, be it a truck, be it an SUV, would you get the Land Cruiser? Would you get the 4Runner? Would you get one of the TRDs? What would be your ride of choice here?
The TRD off-road.
Yeah?
Is the one to go with.
That's the sweet spot?
Yeah, that's the sweet spot.
The one we got, you mean?
Yeah, because you get the locker, you get the multi-terrain select, you get some tires. You don't pay for the fancy suspension, but you really don't need it.
That's on street tires.
Yep, that one went up nice and easy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Aaron Robinson from Haggerty Magazine.
Aaron making it look like a pro. Yeah, well, he is a pro. Amazing, Aaron. So, yeah, so pretty cool to see all these trucks out here, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, we've created quite the...
Oh, so much for Aaron. He just smashed it.
Ah, he's fine. He's got skid plates.
He just smashed it into a rock. He took the turn a little too early.
So that's the one you want to buy right there.
That's
boom.
The one. That's what we got.
TRD off-road. It's the dream right there.
It comes so close next to it.
Is that your guys' white off-road parked outside?
Yeah, that's ours.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys like it so far?
Yeah,
it's been great.
Everything but those steps.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We got to get the steps off of it.
You got to get the steps off of it. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Well, how are we wrapping this podcast up, Tommy?
I think so.
All right. Well, guys, really appreciate you joining us. Once again, if you're listening to this and you're frustrated that you can't see what's going on, where should they go to, Tommy?
Well, alltfl.com or exactly. The TFL Talk YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You can see what we're talking about out here.
Right, hey, here's ours again.
Yep.
This is the pre-production one. Do we do a truck yet? Do we see how the
Taco... No, we can see how the Tacoma...
Let's see how the Taco does, yeah, and then we'll call it a day.
For sure.
Because we're stopped over here by the dinosaur steps.
Nice, we got a whole line of vehicles out there.
Yeah, we have kept a lot of people waiting.
All right, here goes that Trail Hunter.
This is the pre-production one.
Yep.
There he goes.
It's looking good.
I love those wheels. Those bronze wheels are a good
look.
They're
cool, right? Yeah, with the green. It's just an awesome look.
It just really works, yeah.
For sure. Maybe we can get Toyota to send us those rock rails. That would be a perfect addition.
Yeah, well, we could ask.
Then we could take our TRD off-road anywhere.
You really hate those side steps, don't you?
Yeah, because they look dumb and they get stuck on stuff.
And the truck's not even all that tall. It's not like you need them to get in and out of it. Same thing with the Raptor R. Why Ford didn't put rock rails on it is a mystery to me.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Probably because most people don't use it for this, right? Most people use it for just everyday driving.
Yep, that's exactly right. You don't need rock rails going to Starbucks. Depending on where your Starbucks is.
Depending on where I don't think there is one in Hell's Revenge. All right, well,
there could be.
Let's watch the Taco go up.
Yep, so this is a TRD Pro Tacoma with a unicorn schnoz.
It does. That's interesting.
So this is going to be a longer vehicle, right?
Yeah. Is that TRD John?
I think it is.
Yeah, he's got the camera. Look, it's got three shark fins. How cool is that?
It's two better than most cars.
Hey, you go that way. Chloe, that way.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, where are we going?
You're good. Oh yeah, looking good.
Yeah, you can loop it around.
This one's got those really cool ARB recovery points in the back.
Now, it is a little bit longer wheelbase, you can tell.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. But it didn't seem to struggle on this, yeah, which this
gives
hill.
You, which gives you a worse breakover.
Got it.
This, the only thing, look how close you come to that rock with the driver's side front wheel. He's going to hit it. He's going to hit it. He's hitting it.
He's got it.
He's going to rub.
He got it.
That did some curve. That curved that wheel.
That's what they're for. Let's see how the let's see how the full size Blazer does here, yeah. Dan.
I don't know. He's taking airline instead of going up this line.
Or maybe he's taking the more fun line.
Oh, he's gonna go straight up. Oh, he's not gonna go straight up. He's gonna go straight. Oh, look at this. Oh, that is hardcore, Tommy.
That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty
solid axle swap. Tahoe or hit. Blazer? Or Yukon. That's awesome. Look at that!
There goes a little slick rock. Look at him go up there. I want to see what this built Tacoma does.
Yeah, me too.
People are very anxious.
Well, we have been moving incredibly slow here, Dan. Let's come on over here.
Yeah, before we get hit.
Before we get smushed.
Yeah, it's like...
it's like a zoo out here.
Oh, look at that built taco. I bet he's gonna go straight up the hard way.
Sounds like it's V8 swapped.
It does. What do you think he's, what are those, 40s? You think
probably
he's
on, 40s, yeah.
Yeah, he's on 40s, yeah. All
right. That's pretty awesome.
That's quite the truck.
I know.
That's okay. Quite the truck. A solid axle swap in the front, too. Holy cow. That was a cool shot.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. And he did. And he didn't high center it.
Pretty awesome.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. As always, head on over to alltfl.com for more news, views, and what, Tommy?
Real-world off-roading reviews.
And I just want to give a quick shout-out to our friends at Onyx Off-Road.
Yes.
They sponsor our off-road channel, and if you guys are interested in coming out here and never getting lost, even if you're out of cell service, check out Onyx Off-Road. They make a lot of what we do possible. We're very thankful for them. And so take a look at them, and I'll see you next time. Ciao.
Yeah, and also the 406G Forums, who have been sponsoring a lot of our videos. Check them out as well.
Yeah, those guys are great. You can learn all about your 4Runner
over at 406G. You got it, guys. We'll see you next time.
Ciao.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.